What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Rider Than You.
All right, let's kick things off in the Northeast. The Boston Celtics. Brad Stevens told reporters that they are not rebuilding despite trading away Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. But buy or sell, the Celtics are actually better off tanking this season.
Yeah, it's a tricky call because Tatum's going to miss most, if not all, the season. They still have Jaylen Brown. They still have some good players. The East, if they were in the West, it'd be an easy answer. The East is not very good. I'll venture to say either the Knicks or Cleveland utterly disappoints. I think one of them will be underwhelming in the playoffs at a minimum. And so I think there's a real road here. But I'll buy.
Buy.
I don't think, the thing is, Boston is a lot like the Lakers. Or the Yankees, which is the analogy doesn't work as well, but the comparison. I don't think you can tank in Boston. I don't think the fan base will accept it.
I just think naturally they're going to be so much worse than they have been. So if they're a team that's sitting there as like a fringe play-in team, why is it even worth it to go for it at that point?
Here's the thing, though, like I'm with you that they're fringe, but so is almost every other team. Okay, so you've got Cleveland and New York, obviously, can be really good. I think Detroit and Orlando, I think one of them is going to be a very legitimate four seed, and I think one of them, maybe both, could make a giant leap. We could have four really good teams, depending on those two. After that, I don't think Kristaps Porzingis to the Hawks makes the Hawks a contender. I know everyone else does, but okay, the Hawks are the five seed, sure. I don't think Milwaukee is going to be any good. I don't think Milwaukee is going to be any good. Miles Turner, all right, maybe. So they're the six, I guess. Who else are you worried about?
The other team I would have thrown in is maybe Miami.
Maybe. But they weren't very good. I guess like because the East is easier, they're going to win more games is the argument. But I think the Celtics are. I would take Jaylen Brown over Bam, just like in a redraft. And I know that's not how you build a team. It's a really interesting question. Also, what if Jaylen gets hurt? They have no depth anymore.
Well, I think that's what the biggest loss. I mean, obviously Tatum is the biggest loss. Let me be clear there. But their depth was so important to how successful they've been, and to lose those guys like Holiday and Porzingis, even if they weren't the best players on the team, I think they're huge losses for the Celtics.
Peyton Pritchard, Derek White, Sam Hauser is gonna. Yeah, maybe you're right. I'm starting to come around to tanking.
Over to the Western Conference, the Lakers brought in DeAndre Ayton via free agency, and when he was asked about playing alongside Luka Doncic, he said, like a video game. Buy or sell that the Lakers now with this addition are the second best team in the Western Conference.
Oh, that's a strong sell.
Sell.
That's an easy. I think they overperformed last year. In a serious way. I think Denver has quietly gotten really good. I think the Clippers are going to be really interesting. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think Dallas could be surprisingly good. I know that there's no Kyrie, maybe for the entirety of the season as well. Who might forget? I actually think the Spurs could be really good. Man, no. No, I already sold it, right? I'll say this about DeAndre Ayton, and I could be wrong. Luka's amazing. LeBron and Luka have another year together. DeAndre Ayton is in a contract year, and they got him for really cheap. There's upside there. I don't believe in LeBron and Luka together.
It's definitely going to be a very, very exciting Western Conference, to say the
least.
It's
going to be so good.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
Well, yesterday, you talked about this morning, how you were on 92.3 in Cleveland. Yesterday was the 15-year anniversary of LeBron's decision to leave the Cavs and go to the Miami Heat. Buy or sell that if LeBron stayed in Cleveland for the entirety of his career, his public image would be much better?
That's a great question. I'm actually going to sell.
Sell.
And here's why. And by the way, that decision changed my entire life. I covered his first year in Miami. I'll tell that story in a second. LeBron really did. I think he's the one who put it this way. He really did get a PhD in winning from Riley and Spoelstra in the Heat. Maybe he would have gone on to win four titles. Maybe he would have, but maybe not. I don't know that there's a guarantee that he would have been the same guy. And so his greatness, his championships, that is real and that's tangible. I was, do you remember, or you were probably, how old were you when that happened? You were probably...
I was like 11 years old, yeah.
So I was, what was I? I'm 30-something, 31, 32. And I was sitting on my couch in Kansas City, Missouri. I worked at the Kansas City Star. At that point, I hated my job at the Star because I'd been moved to off sports because the editor got mad at me for some crazy reason. And I watched that decision and never covered the NBA and thought, man, what an idiot LeBron is. And whatever, 4 months later, I was covering LeBron James. LeBron moving to Miami sparked FoxSports.com to frantically go hire someone to cover the Heat and cover the Lakers because Lakers were going for a three-peat and changed my entire life. They called me, obviously, hired me, my career, my whole career changed. So, in a lot of ways, thank you, LeBron, for doing that.
There you go.
As I sit here in L.A.
Over to Major League Baseball, Patrick Bailey last night of the San Francisco Giants hit a walk-off three-run inside the park home run off of the Philadelphia Phillies to win 4-3. Now, the ball hit the triples alley, the brick wall they have back there, and then bounced left, took a weird carom for the center fielder, allowing Bailey to round the bases. Buy or sell that you think every MLB stadium should have the same dimensions?
Strong sell.
Sell.
I like the weirdness. I like just the peculiarity of some of these ballparks. Do I think that you should be able to move your right or left field, like your right field porch in when you have a left-handed hitter? No, I don't. We've seen that over the years. But no, I don't. You didn't like the... I love the inside the park walk-off. You didn't like it?
No,
I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was awesome, too. I just, like, excitement-wise, it was awesome. I just think it's, like, weird that's the only sport like that. Like, every other sport you play, it's just you're on the same playing field.
No, soccer's different. The soccer fields are different sizes in Europe.
Really? I didn't know that. But,
so Barcelona has the largest, they call it a pitch in La Liga. And there's this little place called Rayo Vallecano, a little suburb of Madrid, and it's tiny, and it impacts how they play.
I didn't know that was a thing. Interesting.
Also, part of the reason, too, is baseball is obviously and should be always be an outside ballpark. That, you know, Wrigley Field, which is sort of my center as a Cubs fan, in the early part of the year when the wind blows in, it's one kind of baseball game, and as the weather warms up and the wind blows out, it's a totally different kind of baseball game. So I don't mind the ballpark being a factor in outcomes. I'm used to it.
While we were on the topic of Philadelphia, who was on the losing side of that inside the park walk-off homer, our old buddy Spike Eskin on WIP
Spike
was talking about the Mets and their 33-14 home record this season, claiming that he doesn't say that they're cheating, but something is a little fishy. Buy or sell that it's unfair to assume that every team that plays well at home is now automatically cheating.
I saw Spike's video. Spike's very good at what he does for a living. I will buy that it's unfair.
Buy!
Buy or fair, you agree with me, Spike intended to be unfair.
Buy.
Yeah. Spike's amazing. I like Spike. Spike was my boss. Spike's very good at his job. Spike's full of crap. And Spike, that's part of his thing, right? Like he's very good, and this is a compliment, Spike, if not a put down if you're listening. He's very good at driving attention and riling people. He's good at radio. And he doesn't accuse them. It's actually really funny because I think in a lot of ways, I think he's also... Look, he's doing it in order to just get attention and get clicks and be relevant, and that's his job. I think he's also making fun of the people who react to it because he's not serious. And so I think he's also looking down at the people who fall for his okie-dokie. He doesn't think the Mets are cheap.
And I will say, though, it is odd. I have no idea what the reason is, but it is odd that they're 20-25 on the road, yet they're 33-14 at home.
Yeah, but, like, these things, he went through all the stats in the year. Come on. It's just whatever it is, it is what it is. It's really funny. He's also trolling his former, he used to run WFAN, those of you that don't know. Spike was in charge of the New York station, that is the big station in New York City. Most of you don't know that because you don't live in New York City or care. So he's also trolling the place he used to run.
Which is definitely a plus trolling by him there. I'll give him
How
that.
Pissed off, are people pissed off there?
Bye.
Yeah.
We even have Yankee fans that are pissed off. Our own Manny Rodriguez was going at him on social media. Manny's a Yankee fan.
I saw that. Did Spike come back at him?
I have not seen a response yet from Spike.
I doubt it. Yeah.
Over in Milwaukee, Spike. James Mizorowski has continued to dominate, although when facing Shohei Ohtani last night to lead off the game, Shohei got him with a leadoff solo home run. Mizorowski went on to pitch 6 shutout innings after that, striking out 12. Buy or sell that the Brewers, with Mizorowski in their lineup, are a legit contender in the National League.
I'm going to buy. Every year, I feel like the Brewers are underappreciated or undersold. They are. All right, I'm going to give you a take, and you tell me if you think this is real. So we've talked about the fact that, obviously, small markets don't have the same level of resources, and baseball in the field is really pitted against them. Buy or sell, you agree with me that in terms of culture and overachieving, the Brewers are the new Cardinals or Oakland A's?
Buy.
Dude, they're every year in a division with the Cubs, who are the Cubs, but have so much. The Cubs stole their manager, and it didn't matter. And the Cardinals, and it's faded a little bit, have always had this incredible culture of baseball greatness that has gone all the way down to rookie ball, right? That's at every level of the Cardinals organization, they've been outstanding. And the Brewers are clearly the best team in the NL Central since the Cubs won the World Series in the last 9 years.
Yeah.
That's 8 years.
The other team I was debating was the Cleveland Guardians, because I feel like they've been in the playoffs a lot recently. Granted, they continue to lose to the Yankees every time they get there, but I feel like that's the AL's version of Milwaukee would be Cleveland. So that's why I was torn on whether to buy or not.
That's a good one. That's true.
In the NHL, the new CBA deal beginning in 2027 includes an 84-game regular season compared to what they've always done, which is 82 games. Buy or sell that you'd like to see the NBA do the same thing?
Why?
I mean, I guess it's more money.
More money? I'm going to sell.
Sell.
First of all, I like continuity in my games just because I like to compare records. Baseball has this oddity that for a long part of its history, there were 154 games, not 162. So if you go back and you compare dudes doing stuff in the sort of supposed golden years of baseball, it's actually fewer games. And the same thing is true. I also just think it's too many games. If baseball was going to go any direction, I actually think they should do fewer games because guys are getting worn out. But you're right. There's so much dinero at stake. They're never going to give games up.
It's just too much. It's too much money. And especially with the NBA, they're already doing this. They're worried about load management. So if you're adding more games, I think that's only going to make it worse.
And they've got the in-season tournament. So for a few teams, there are 84 games. Just for four, but
yeah, that's a good point. All right, last one for you. Now, Mr. Ryan Hickey has not worked with you since last Thursday, almost a full week now. Buy or sell, do you think that he misses you?
Oh, man. Yeah, bye. I think he's really struggling.
Bye.
He sent me several text messages yesterday, and I think he was in Nantucket. Bro, enjoy your vacation. Leave me alone. It's going to be okay. There's a rejoin somewhere about how it's me saying that I'm like a virus. You think you don't like me, you think I'm whatever, annoying, and then you wake up and you can't get enough. It worked in my dating life. If I could just get pretty girls to go out with me, then they would really like me. I don't know why either. No one understands it. I think Ryan Hickey has fallen victim to that.